All right. Welcome, everybody. It is Sunday, November 29th, the final Sunday of the month. Welcome to Church of the Wheel. I'll open up our sacred space in an abbreviated fashion filled with heart and soul and spirit. Here we go. Spirit of the East and of the South and the West and the North, of Grandfather Sky and the Earth Mother and the sacredness of the Seventh Direction, all of our beloved guides and power animals, and all the dear ones gathered here today and those listening later on, come into the sacred circle and open up your hearts. And our theme today is smile. And so with that, we allow the sunshine to come into our hearts and to be expressed from our hearts. And from this circle, may it radiate outwards and touch the hearts of many. I welcome you all into our sacred circle. Oh, and so it is. So welcome, everyone. Hope that everyone is doing well. All my dear ones here in the United States had a wonderful Thanksgiving and a time of contemplation and thanks and gratitude. And as you know, when I put together the notes and compile everything from the week before, I said, oh, and the theme of next week is, and I just typed out smile. And what immediately came to me is a beautiful song by Charlie Chaplin of the same name. And so I'm going to share the screen. We're going to watch a beautiful little YouTube video, which is snippets from one of his films. And we're going to just kind of allow yourself to sink into the lyrics. And we'll be with these for a while. So I'm going to go ahead. I'm going to click the share screen. You'll have an option to observe that. Just say yes indeed if you should see that, and away we go. All right. So that is a beautiful beautiful song. And if you didn't know, that was actually written by Charlie Chaplin. Man had many talents, and he brought to the world the gift of smile. For many of us, especially in this time, the news around the world is so very heavy and very dense. The energy is dense as we're going through this magnificent, amazing transition and through some very challenging times for all of the world, really, in our evolution. And so it is important that we do take that time to smile. That song was written during the era of the Great Depression, and there was a lot of sadness in the world. And Charlie, from his heart, brought a lot of joy to people. And even today, his comedy still stands up. And so our topic today is really about smile, about the medicine that we carry within our hearts, where we can walk into a room and you can light up that room, the gentle nod, a soft smile. And even though we're wearing masks in public, you can still see in the eyes the smile of others. And though we may not know the person that's behind that mask, the gentle communication that's spoken in your eyes when you smile can warm a heart for hours. How many of you have ever experienced just the beauty of a complete stranger walking by who acknowledges you? Slight smile and soft, gentle nod. Yeah. And memory lasts for a long time with that. Mm-hmm. And this is one of the most simple little gifts that we have as human beings that we can offer to one another. It's to smile, nod, acknowledge. Basically, in that moment of communication, you're saying, I'm with you, my brother. I'm with you, my sister. I understand. We're in this together. So let's make the best of it. And let's lighten the load for even just a millisecond and smile. How many of you, when you're standing in line to purchase groceries, may turn to the person beside you and may start up a conversation, or the person who's checking you out, just simply greet them. By default, they'll say, hello, how are you today? And most people never respond. And how many of you ever respond, I'm doing wonderful, how are you today? And pay attention to their response. Oftentimes, they're gobsmacked. They're like, I'm doing great, thank you for asking. Because they're very touched by that. And so all it takes is just a simple little smile. And in that gorgeous moment, you can lighten the load of somebody's day. You take them out of themselves. I've had times where I'm asked, how are you? And they'll give you the running litany and the laundry list of all the shit going on in their life. And that's fine, because that means that you were the right person to have asked that question. You were there. And you, and instead of just say, well, that's nice, and walk away, no, you give them the time of day. You listen to them. You give them the sounding board, because that is just as powerful and effective to them as the loving smile you may have given them 3 minutes earlier. We're all alive and we're all viable, and we can afford to give those 3 minutes and share those 3 minutes with another human being. And so you just be present for them. What's so beautiful about that song is that it has a gorgeous melodic theme, a melody that plays through your head. And then musically, there's a transition. There's a flatted note in there, which induces an emotion that could be of memory, of sadness, but it brings you right back out of that again. It shifts from a major into a minor key, and you go, oh, okay. And it allows you in a simple song to experience so much of the full spectrum of life within 3 minutes. It's absolutely a beautiful thing. I'll have this song put up on the Church of the Wheel website. So when you go back to revisit today, listen to it again. And say, you know, this is really nice. It's a very uplifting song. For those of you with children, Abby, play it for your son. Show him a glimpse of what America looked like in late 19, well, that was actually around 1935, between 35, 38, some of those snippets of what America looked like back in those days during the era of the Great War and when there was a lot of sadness in the world. And ask him, what do you get out of the song? Inspire him, introduce to him. And you go, oh, wow, very nice. You know, you could open up some wonderful things. Play it for all of your families. Say, let's gather around tonight so that all of you can smile and smile as one and share a moment. With so much of the tears of the world right now, a simple little smile can carry a long, long way. I see in all of your beautiful faces the soft subtleties of smiles, the grin, and going, oh, this is night, yeah. And it's infectious. It's just like laughter. I talk about this in our Foundations of Shamanic course, that you can always tell the actively engaged shamanic practitioner in the workplace. Say that you have a gathering of everybody. There's going to be a big meeting and everybody's talking. You know how the volume levels go all over. And then suddenly somebody steps into the room. It could be a person of authority or it could just be somebody who just got hired. But the whole room atmosphere seems like all the air got sucked out of the room. All the life, all the joy just boom, vanishes. And everybody gets real quiet and real tense. You could cut the tension with a knife. And then that person leaves. And then the actively engaged shamanic practitioner will say a small little something or another that gets the entire room laughing. And in that moment, that laughter, in that smile, in that beautiful music of laughter brings the room back into balance and lifts everybody out of the doldrums. It doesn't mean that you have to be a Robin Williams. It doesn't mean that you have to be a Billy Connolly or something. But it just means that with a little tweak of a knob, you're able to dial up and change completely the mood. And you can bring joy. In my practice, I have an opportunity to be able to work with a lot of people that are in transition. And it's heavy. It can be heavy mode. What you find is that the person that is in transition is open and receptive to laughter. I've yet to ever have somebody say, oh, Paul, stop it. You're killing me. I mean, that would be a rim shot. You know, that's never come about. But what we're bringing forth is a lightheartedness. And the people that are around could be gobsmacked. What? A number of years ago, when my mother had passed away, I had the opportunity. I was the one who did her eulogy. And for those not familiar, eulogy is a part of the death ceremony when we're honoring people, or there's a memorial service, and we're people will come up and they'll say words about the person who had died. And when my mom passed, the words were not coming. Now, my mom was very intuitive. So what I did was I pulled tarot cards. And I said, okay, Mom, I'm going to be doing your eulogy. What do you want me to say? And bam, 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 bam. And out came the cards and I laughed my butt off. Because the cards that came up were 100% my mom. My mom had a very dry sense of humor, and I saw immediately what she wanted to say. So me being me, I took all those cards and I put them into my suit pocket. And so I get up and I go to deliver the eulogy. Now, you have to understand that my dad's side of the family are very, very pious. We've got a couple of nuns in the group and all of this. And I get up there. And I look at everybody, I said, I thank all of you for being here today and to honor my mom. I said, I had a challenge in getting the words out today, so I pulled tarot cards. And everybody, all these faces, literally said, you could hear all the murmurs echoing throughout the room. Tarot cards. Did he say tarot cards? What? And in, everybody's leaning forward. I've got their attention, to say the least. They said, my mom wanted me to tell you this. And I went, va-voom, 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 va-voom. By the end of the five cards, people were rolling in the aisle. And I took an atmosphere that had been very heavy and solemn, you know, with the piped-in organ music and all that stuff. And everyone laughed their asses off. And when it was done, everybody came up and they said, Paul, that was the most unique, the weirdest, but the most heartfelt, honest eulogy I've ever heard. He said, you spoke that as if your mom was right there. I said, oh, she was. And everybody said, I could feel your mom in the room. And my mom was hovering around and she was leaning over my shoulder and I could hear her going, oh, good one, PJ. Good one. Yeah, that's good, PJ. All right. Okay. You know, it was really, really interesting. And it brought a smile to the faces of everybody. And that's one of our gifts, is just that simple little smile. So don't hide behind the mask that everyone, that we're all required to wear. Instead, just allow that light that's in here be expressed through your eyes. Leave them smiling. In the book that I've been doing on the sacred elders, that's actually one of the bullet points, one of the themes. And it is written by an elderly person nearing the edge of their transition. And that storyline that's in there, that story, is really about leave them laughing. Oh, so it's good. So let's take a little visit to the River of Life. Let's smile. Smile in nature. We'll smile with your guides, your power animals, with the river. And find humor in your river today. For some of you, I know this is your first experience with us on the River of Life, and so I'll explain briefly about this. The River of Life came to me as a dream when I was 14 years of age. And it is a dynamic reflection of you. So the river belongs to you. And so we're going to go on a gentle guided meditation and you will experience and meet your River of Life for the first time. And everything that you experience belongs to you and it's also very metaphoric. So just be open and curious to the wonders of what shall be. And here we go. We always start off with ha breath. And if you're not familiar with that, a ha breath, you will breathe in through your nose to a count of four, directing it to your third eye chakra. And then you will exhale to a count of eight, your mouth open, making a prolonged sound, directing that outward breath to your solar plexus. And we do this three times. So here we go. Just breathe in through your nose, count of four. Focus on the third eye and then out. Twice as long to the solar plexus and do that one more time. And one more. And with your eyes closed, you find yourself walking on a beautiful sacred path out in nature. You walk along over a gentle dirt path, past stones, grass, past trees that speak to you in the subtle wind and subtle breezes. You look up above to a beautiful sky. And perhaps there are clouds that are drifting by. Gentle reminders of the passage of time. The beauty of this moment. You walk along the trail and in the background you hear the sounds of a river. You continue to walk, you get closer and closer and closer to the sound. And before you opens up a beautiful view of a river. And you go down a slight embankment, down past trees and shrubs. And there you stand on the shore and take in the beauty. Your eyes, your heart, allow yourself to hear, feel, sense, and taste this beautiful river. For this is your river of life. This river is you, and you are this river. And look around you at the vista, the flow of the water. How wide is your river? If you can't see the other end, just throw a rope out and draw it towards you so that the river is about 15 feet from bank to bank. If it's too narrow, just push it out. You are a movie director here in your river of life, and you take charge of your river. And note the flow. If the water is going too fast, just put out a gentle hand like a police officer slowing down traffic. Just slow. And if it's not moving, just move it along so that it's moving at a nice pace that is comfortable for you. And peer into the river. How clear is it? Can you see the bottom? And what does it look like? Does your river need to be cleaned and cleared? And if so, just move your hands through it. And clear, clean. And as you peer into the river, oh my goodness, look at that. There's your face looking back at you. What does your face look like? Are you grim and serious? Are you lighthearted? And peering into that water, smile at yourself. Grant yourself the gift of the warmth and the love of your smile. Perhaps you have a smile that's filled with mirth, playfulness. Perhaps you have a smile that is naturally dry like the Mona Lisa's. Soft and subtle and filled with all types of silent embedded messages. Perhaps you feel inspired to laugh from the bottom of your toes. Do so. And study the beautiful faces, the many faces, the many facets of you. And as you gaze into the water, to your reflection of your smiling face, invite your soul self to appear beside you. And look in wonderment at your beautiful soul. Look into the eyes of your soul in the reflection of the water. Ask your beautiful soul to smile. Do you need sunglasses because it's so bright? And sitting here with your dearest friend and companion, at your side, share a joke. Tell your soul the funniest joke you have ever heard. It doesn't matter if it's clean or if it's dirty. Just tell them this joke. Oh, yes. Then being open and curious, allow your soul to tell you its favorite joke, the favorite joke of all of its history. You may get a joke that may be as corny as the hills, that's thousands and thousands of years old. Be open and curious and receptive. Listen to the voice of your soul and experience the smile and the joy of the joke. Hey. And so sit with your dear one. Hold hands and lean up against a tree. And look at each other deep in the eyes. Absorb the smile of your soul and gift the soul, your soul, the gift of your smile. And as you do so, the beautiful memory is established. And these teachings in the Huna tradition, these are known as Akka chords. And so they're wrapping around each other. And the smile, the energy, the medicine of your soul's smile. Draw that into your heart. Place your hands on your heart and breathe this in. And therefore, when you smile at people now wearing the mask of COVID, your eyes will sparkle and they'll see the richness of your smile. They'll see the warmth of your smile. And they'll see the warmth of your heart conveyed in the language of your eyes. And so go out into your river of life. Bring your soul with you. Cup the water. Drink of it. Splash each other like little children. Give yourself a sacred bath. You, with your hands cupped, pour the water over the top of the head of your soul. And allow your soul to cup the water and to pour it on top of you. And turn and face the current and open up your arms and allow the water to flow through your body, through your heart. Ask to take away that which no longer serves me. Instead, fill my heart with love of myself and love for all of my other relations, the precious gift of the smile that can be shared with all. And turning your back to the current, your arms open. Allow the water to flow through from the back. In doing so, purifying the heart to give as well as to receive. Now, come and step from the river and open your arms and allow your soul self to come back home within you. And place your hands on your heart. And breathe this in. And look at the wonders of your river of life. the water, the trees, the environment. Perhaps you have an animal that has come. Perhaps your power animals are with you. Look at them. Look at your guides. Look at the deities that you hold sacred. And smile. Now it's time to slowly return. You begin to walk up towards the hill. Look back at your loving river. Know that you can always come back here. It's always there for you. You come along the passageway. Look at the beautiful land. Breathe in nature. How can you not help but smile? At the wonder of it all, of the Creator, the great mystery, Wankatanka. Say thank you. Thank you, dear one, for making me part of this earth walk. And look over there in the east. Grandmother Moon begins her journey. And under that sacred light of the full moon, open your heart, smile at her, and thank her for the precious gift of her sensitivity, for healing light, and the warmth of her smile. Oh, so come on back into the room. Hey, welcome back. How are you feeling? Terrific. Winning smile, Abby. Thank you. Hi, Iris.
Hey, Paul.
Smiles, lovely, lovely. Everyone has smiles. It's so nice. Beautiful. All right. So does anybody have any questions, any comments, anything that they'd like to share?
Hi, Paul. Hello. Hi, can you hear me?
Barely. Yeah, you're very quiet today, my dear.
Can you hear me now?
Not that much. Let me crank up the volume. That's a little bit better.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. It could be, I'm guessing, that because I'm stressed or something.
Uh-huh.
That my river was this thin.
Oh, okay.
And I tried stretching it. Mm-hmm. Increasing the, but it didn't. It would come back to this much.
Alrighty. Okay. Well, as you know, This is a very metaphoric language. So if I may do the, if this were my metaphor game with you, if this were my metaphor, you're seeking the silence of a smaller river and you just want to kind of close off from the world around. You feel more like a trickle than a gush. And it's perfectly fine. Water will always follow its own pattern, its own flow. And it takes the shape as it wants to. Now, as you know, you have the ability to be able to bring in more. But because of you, as you said, being under stress, if you think about, like, for example, the way that our circulatory system works, sometimes, as you know, we can become very constricted and very bound with things. And especially when we're under anxiety, the heart can race faster because it's trying to pump more and more blood. And yet, at the same time, there's constriction. And also, it's cold for you out there right now. And when we get cold, we also have a tendency of shrinking. This morning, I did sacred pipe after teaching. get this, it was 18 degrees. It was minus 8 degrees Celsius. And I'm sitting out there having a sacred pipe, freezing my tuchus off. You know, but I did it anyway. Iris liked that shit. That's a Yiddish word, I do believe. Yeah. Yeah. And so it is, so all those different things. Your river will resume its position.
Yeah.
Right yeah. now, it is what it wants to be, and you allow it to be. Yeah, go on, Dora.
No, so then I was taken to another river, and I asked the river, are you my river? And it said it was more of a musk river.
Mm-hmm.
Himalayan range, coming from the Himalayan ranges. I rested there. I took a bath, water bath, hot water bath, and then I went back to where it was slightly broader then.
Mm-hmm.
And then my leopard, my black leopard, came, and I was telling him how stressed I am, and he ate my head.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a telling metaphor. Don't forget
to... He just ate this entire pot.
Alrighty. Don't forget to rattle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they tend... Yeah.
Yeah, so... Yeah. Okay.
That's right. My thyroxin.
Okay. Yeah. So.
Not so pleasant. I mean, okay.
Alrighty. Well, there was definitely some big stuff going on there. And you said it's the stress. Stress usually comes from where? Don't say husband or family or work or in-laws. It comes usually from in here one way or the other.
I was about to say.
Yeah.
No, my sister, I told you, my sister has COVID. She's
right.
She's now breathless. Her saturation is going down. Sense of taste and smell is gone.
Oh, darling. Okay. Yeah. We'll send some blessings her way. Yeah, I will add
we'll
her to...
We'll talk later to all of this. I want to hear other people. Thank you.
Most definitely. Hello, so hi there, Marieke. How are you? Welcome. You can see, oh, you're on mute.
Hi.
There hi there. Welcome.
Welcome. Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
Terrific. Terrific. How was your River of Life experience?
It was good. It was my initial one, so it's gonna it's gonna take some time to see my river and all. It was good though.
All right, good. Excellent.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful. And Nanvish, how was your experience?
Yes, so it was very easy to access the River of Life, and it was beautiful when I was seeing my own reflection.
Mm-hmm.
How radiant the soul, the spirit is, you know. So, and there was a lot of exchange of touch, like my soul was, you know, touching my face. Mm-hmm. There was a lot of embracing that was taking place. So
beautiful.
And then, yeah, so there was a lot of like affection displayed through touch, so I could really feel you know, one with the spirit. Yeah.
Lovely, beautiful. Yeah. What's so lovely too is that when you are holding that medicine, if you just simply close your eyes right now, step into your heart and say, I want to feel the touch of my soul, that loving touch once again. You can tell she's feeling it. Yeah.
Wow. Beautiful.
Yeah. And so this will always be with you.
Yeah.
And so whenever you have that smile, though your heart is breaking, go in there and
sometimes I feel for like we long to be touched and loved and held. Mm-hmm. And you know, if right now just in a second I could really feel like my whole mm-hmm. body was caressed, so
yeah,
it's so beautiful. Yeah,
yeah, most definitely. And you know, this is one of the things with the pandemic and everybody keeping six feet away and so on, you know, in our workshops, I'm a hugger. So when people say, can I hug you? Say, oh, of course, you know, and I immediately stand up and embrace people. I'm very happy to do that. I In fact, there's a woman here in the United States. I'm sure you've heard of her, Iris. You've seen her before. She's somewhere up in Washington State, and she is a professional hugger. And people will commission her, but she is out in public, and she, for love donations, she doesn't charge. Would you like to have a hug? And she just makes herself available, and people will come because the world starves for a hug. And as I made reference to the full moon in the guided meditation, as many of you know, I have an initiative that's been active for about 8 years now, that on the nights of the full moon, 7 p.m. local time, anywhere around the world, we do earth-related healing, and now human-related healing, calling forth the medicine of Grandmother Moon to bring her gentle light upon the earth to help heal and help heal all of our relations. That means both animals as well as people, rocks, trees, all of nature. And so within that, tonight, I'll make certain asks that please give all of my relations a hug. We can do that. You know, we just are simply asking. We're not commanding. We just simply ask humbly. And I'll do that right now for all of us here in this circle. To the Creator, to Wankantanka, to the great mystery, to all of our lovely souls, I humbly ask that you encircle all of us and give us all a beautiful, loving hug to let all people know that they are loved and cared for, cherished, seen and recognized. Our arms, our hearts are open. You receive the loving blessings of your gentle touch and of your love. Oho. They're beautiful. Did you feel that?
You could feel that.
Yeah. Yeah. So, welcome, dear ones, to the Church of the Wheel. It's not your normal everyday church, that's for sure. So beautiful. And so I thank all of you for being with us today. And for all those on the recording, may the sacred blessings of the hug, the warmth of the smile, the playfulness of Charlie Chaplin, and a beautiful song with a melodic hook play in your hearts. Oh, I'll close the sacred space. I'll stay behind for us all. O Spirit of the East and the South, the West and the North, Grandfather Sky and Grandmother Moon, the Mother Earth, and the sacredness of the seventh direction, beloved guides, our power animals, our soul, and all of our dear ones, I thank you for being with us in our sacred circle today. I thank you for the smiles that you brought into my heart, and for the warmth and the radiance that now will go outward to all of our relations. Much love to you all. Oho.
Oho. Thank you, Paul.
Thank you, Paul.
Oh, thank